It's time for today's AM Minnesota program. We have, I was going to say, a special guest in studio, but it's just John Dvorak, right?
Well, I'm still special, am I not, Jerry?
But we have a special guest on the phone, and being as how, John, you helped set up this meeting, I'll give you the privilege of introducing our special guest.
Well, Jerry, here a few months ago, I got a call from the Department of Natural Resources, and they were looking for sites to set up sites where they could have deer hunters, when they shot a deer, that could bring in the hides and the heads, and they've even got a facility set up where if they want to skin them, they can skin them there. And then they deposit them into a dumpster, and those remains then are taken and tested and need be, and this is all trying to get on top and stay on top of the chronic wasting disease. And so we have a DNR building, and they asked if I would be willing to allow them to set up next to our DNR building. And naturally, I did say that was something that I would be interested in and very happy to work with them. And so we did. We got set up, and they now have a dumpster over there, and they have a apparatus there that if you do want to come and skin your deer there, you can. And you throw the heads in a special place and the hide into a dumpster. And, you know, I'm happy to say that that's just one more thing that we can allow to take place here at the Rice County Fairgrounds and help with staying on top of this chronic wasting disease to make sure that it doesn't get here into Minnesota.
And so then our guest on the phone is Margaret Dexter with the Minnesota DNR. So, Margaret, is this kind of your program and your responsibility then to reach out to people like John and see if you could get these sites set up around our zone?
Well, I am part of a team, and so my assigned area was down here, down in your area, which is the newly designated South Metro Chronic Wasting Disease Management Area. It's called 605. We had a deer test positive in the Farmington area back in March, and that's what prompted this new zone to be set up so that we could sample deer in the area and try and get a handle on, is this a one-time sick animal, or are there more animals out there that we need to find? At present time, we just have CWD in the southeast part of the state around the Preston-Lanesboro area, and we've been monitoring that for several years now, and we have, I think, a total of 88 CWD positive deer from that area, but that's out of over 3,000 tested. So, but yes, we did reach out to John and other places in the 605 zone to try and find places where hunters could have a one-stop shop to drop off their deer heads for CWD testing. And because this is a disease management zone, we have carcass movement restriction in place, which means the whole deer cannot leave the zone unless it has a test negative or a test not detected result, and or it could be quartered out and the meat, the quarters, hide, teeth could leave, but none of the spinal cord tissue or the brain matter could leave the zone. And that's why we have these stations set up.
We should maybe back up just a little bit, Margaret. I'd never heard, of course, of chronic wasting disease until a number of years ago. It was found in one of our cattle, and of course, that through our export market and everything in turmoil. If I remember correctly, chronic wasting disease, it isn't a virus, it isn't a bacteria, is it?
No, it's actually a misshapen protein called a prion, and it's not a virus. You can't cook it to kill it. There's really no way to destroy it unless you're using really high heat, like 1,200 degrees. Which would, you know, if you're cooking your meat, that's not going to, you're not going to like that later. Or you can use, if we have positive meat, we take it to the University of Minnesota's alkaline digester to have it, the prions completely destroyed. And it's a disease that was first detected out in the Four Corners area in Colorado. It's been around for a long time, but it didn't really show up in our state until 2010.
And it isn't highly contagious either, is it? You almost have to, like, be exposed to the spine or the tissue or the brain?
Well, actually, it can be passed from deer to deer in saliva, feces, blood, urine. So if, you know, a deer is grooming another deer, it could potentially pass the prions to that deer. Or if they're at the same salt lick, one could pass it to another that way. So we're not, you know, it's not necessarily like, you know, coughing on somebody and they get it. And it does take, you know, up to a year and a half, 2.5 years for it to fully develop in a deer that they look sick. But prior to that, they can be sick and they don't really look like it.
And so we have found it in Minnesota. The next question then is, people can get this too, can't they?
That has not been proven yet. It so far has not been listed as a human health risk, although the CDC does recommend not eating a known sick deer. There have been some research done up in Canada that was feeding infected meat to macaques, which is a group of monkeys. Some of them have gotten the disease just from eating the meat, but that study is still ongoing and they haven't published the final results yet.
And that's why, if I remember correctly, way back when we first learned about chronic wasting disease, then the FDA banned the feeding of meat and bone meal, right? Isn't that where that came from?
I think you're thinking more of mad cow disease.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, and mad cow is a similar type of disease. It's caused by a prion, but it's not exactly the same as CWD. CWD seems to be specific to cervids, so deer, elk, moose, and reindeer.
So this whole process then is just to try and monitor and see maybe how widespread it might be in our wild deer population?
Yes. And so we're trying to monitor. We're also trying to reduce local populations if we do have an outbreak of CWD. Because if we can get those infected animals off the landscape, then there's no chance of them continuing to shed and spread the disease into the landscape. Because apparently these prions can then just, you know, sit in the dirt, or they could be taken up by plants. And so they're still existing in the landscape, and potentially an animal could come by and pick it up that way.
And so that's why the idea then of getting these sites all around this zone where deer hunters can dispose of the spines and the heads, and if nothing else, you're removing them from the environment where another animal might get infected then.
Correct. Yes. And so we have the dumpsters set up at a few sites around the area. One is there at Faribault. We have one at Shakopee. Vermilion Highlands Wildlife Management Area has a dumpster. And what's my fourth one?
I believe you have one in Canyon, Minnesota also, and one also in Lonsdale, correct?
Lonsdale has a dumpster and a quartering station, but Canyon actually isn't quite set up. Well, it is set up yet. I think they have a head barrel there. We're calling them self-service sampling stations where hunters can drop off heads at Kenyon, but they don't have a dumpster or a quartering station there. It's
okay.
The owner of the place is very kind to allow us to be there, but he has a tiny parking lot, and so there would not have been room for everything to be there. But they do have a self-service sampling station, which consists of a large-scale map, where hunters can pinpoint the location where they shot the deer, and then a barrel with tags and zip ties so the hunter can fill out a red tag with all of their information, attach it to the deer's ear with a zip tie, put it in a garbage bag and place it in the barrel. And then we have someone come by 3 days a week right now to pick up at those sites and bring them back to a central processing site, where we take the lymph nodes out, and that's the tissue we test, and then we ship those to a lab in Colorado, and they usually get us the results back in 5 to 7 business days.
It sounds like this is fairly thought out, very extensive, and it sounds like it might be kind of expensive too. Where did you get the funding to monitor and set all of this up, Margaret? Is it through the DNR or the state of Minnesota?
The funding comes through the DNR, but we did get special grants from, or allocations from, the state legislature to continue doing this monitoring work so that we can stay on top of, get a handle on chronic wasting disease in our state. If you look over at Wisconsin, they have had it for a much longer period of time, and it is more extensive across their state. So they're in a bit of a struggle to stay on top of it. If I'm correct, they are mostly just monitoring the spread of the disease in the state right now.
Well, I know one thing, Margaret. Back when I was growing up, if you saw a deer, that was really something. You never saw that. Now they're all over the place.
Yes, and there was a time in the 70s where they did not have a deer season because the populations were so low. And over time, with management to control the number of does taken, so that you could, if you have more females on the ground, you end up with more fawns the following spring. So there was a lot of management to build the herd up, and now it's at a good population size. And of course, in some areas where there's no hunting allowed, like some of the metropolitan areas, the deer populations are much higher, and there's not a good way to control it, except some communities do engage in special hunts. Most of the time, they're contract with a bow hunter or a group that does bow hunting in certain municipalities and cities to try and reduce some of their deer population that way.
It sounds like the DNR is in kind of a juggling act when you're trying to have a healthy population, not too large, or then you start having diseases if they get too densely populated. And you control that then by how many does you allow to be taken, how many doe permits hunters get, or like I've even heard of some extended seasons or extra seasons in an area where it's been determined that the deer population was too heavy.
Well, we do now have an early antlerless season, and that is to give youth an opportunity to hunt, but it also helps maybe to reduce the population a little bit. In these deer management or chronic wasting disease management areas, we also do have liberal tags available to try and bring the population down just a little bit, so it's not quite so crowded. If you get too many deer in an area, then you know some of them may decide to leave, and if they leave, they could, if they're infected, they'll take their little prions with them and into a new area
and spread it around.
Yeah, so if we can keep the population at a level where deer don't want to leave, then that could help reduce the spread into new areas.
I have a farm down in southern Minnesota, and I had a friend who had some friends who was looking for a place to go deer hunting with a couple of his boys. And I thought, well, anything dads are doing with their sons is a good thing. So I said, fine. And last year they got a nice deer out there, and they asked me what to do with, you know, after they gutted it and did whatever they do to get it ready. And well, it just went out and was thrown in a cornfield. So this is what actually this whole program is trying to prevent. Then you don't just throw that back in the environment. You take it back to these collection sites.
Yes, that's true. And if you don't have a collection site, a dumpster where you can take your remains, if you just hold on to them until your results come back, and if it comes back as not detected, then it's perfectly fine in these management areas to put the bones and the carcass back on the landscape.
Well, Margaret, I lost track of time. We have to take a quick break for the markets, and we'll continue with today's AM Minnesota program. So stand by.
Okay.